You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're about to talk about here, which is CXNT Volume 1 with the wonderful Honey. Kia ora, Honey. How are you?
Hi, hello. I'm doing amazing. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to chat with you. It's Pride Month. There's exciting things happening all across the city. Basement Theatre is truly getting amongst it. And you have got this amazing show running from the 7th to the 10th of February. And your performance practice is really varied. I think it's fair to say you're an expert Vogue dancer. You're also a time-based artist and you do a lot of other interesting performance type work. What is this show all about, Honey?
So CXNT Volume 1 is basically like been happening. I've been making it in my bedroom pretty much now for the past 3 years over pandemics and stuff kind of like stopped it from happening. But it's basically like a time-based dance show. We're mainly incorporating voguing and contemporary dance and merging and marrying those two dance styles together to create some really creative new movement, really.
Now, for folks, I mean, people heading along to Pride Festival are probably quite familiar with the concept of voguing, but for those who, this is maybe new territory for them, how would you describe it? Quite a difficult thing to describe on the radio, I'm sure, but how do you describe it compared to different styles of dance that are sort of, I guess, contemporary or expression-based?
For me, I would say voguing is... to someone who's never seen it before, it's just so much more than just the dance style. Vogue femme is it's a culture dating way back to the early 1970s. It's a safe space pioneered by Black and Latinx trans women who started throwing these things called balls, which were basically like underground pageants for the queer community to come to and walk different categories so that they could be the stars in their own little world where in a time where reality wasn't really shining a light on them. Over time, though, ballroom has gotten so much bigger and honestly mainstream with a lot of shows like Pose and stuff kind of bringing light to the community. And now voguing is bigger than ever, especially on TikTok as well. Everyone loves voguing on TikTok.
They do. I love all those smash cut videos of people falling over and then it's suddenly cutting to someone doing a dip or a teeth
doing
drop.
A dip. Yeah.
So
everyone's
good.
Like, and like those ones where it's like someone having a battle and like it zooms in on people and the crowd's reactions and stuff. I always cackle at those.
Yeah, me too. They're so good. So what can people expect from CXNT Volume 1 at the Basement? Because it's I'm interested by this idea that it's blending contemporary dance and voguing. So it's sort of walking between different worlds here. What can people expect from these shows?
For CXNT, I could probably say the audience should be expecting a lot of twists and turns. Honestly, we're definitely taking you on a journey. CXNT is basically me showing through dance the journey that I went on for my gender discovery and coming to terms with me being a non-binary person. And I'm really big on showing that journey through dance. I think as well, the sound of the show is just so like distinct. You'll never hear a show with such a clean soundscape that really creates such an incredible world.
And that's created by Samara Alufa, is that right?
Correct, yes. Me and Samara have been working on the sound now for quite a little bit together. I've known Samara for years. I actually met her through church, which is so funny because that is not my life anymore. But we go way, way back, so it's really nice working with Samara again on this project. She's incredible.
You've got quite the crew with you on this as well. Do you want to tell us a little bit about who some of your other creative friends who've been involved on this project are?
Yes, I would love to. So this is my work that I've been working on for a while. So I'm directing and choreographing a lot of the stuff. But I have creative producer Lucia Diamantis. She's absolutely incredible. I also have an amazing cast of dancers. I have... who have I got? Let's run them down. I've got... Father Fang from the House of Coven. I've got Sia from the House of Iman. I have also got my son, his name is Penny, from the House of Givenchy, and the godmother of my house, John Givenchy. And it was also got a 007, and in Borum or in the Vogue community, if you're a 007, you're not in a house. And we have an amazing 007, his name is Nate, also in the show.
That's so exciting. It's such an amazing collection of performers, some who might be names that are familiar to people who've been out to scenes before, and some maybe new names as well. So that's an exciting, exciting collection that you've got together there, honey. I'm excited also to see that you're having a kiki on the last night as well. Tell us a wee bit about this.
Totally. So usually at Basement, when you do a show at Basement, you get five nights, a five-night season. But for me, this show is a lot of dance, and it would be really hard, honestly, for me to do five nights of the show back to back. I would be exhausted. So instead, it is four nights from the 7th to the 10th. And then on the 11th, we have Club CXNT, which is going to be a mixture of a Vogue ball and a club night. With different DJs and stuff. And we also have categories of cash prizes on the night as well. We're basically closing with a big, big party.
That sounds like the way to do it. If people want to get tickets to this, Basement Theatre is the place to go, I believe. Or you can find links through Pride, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find links to CXNT Volume 1 and Club CXNT on Auckland Pride's page. You can find them on Basement's website. And you can also go straight to tickets at iTicket, I believe.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, honey, for speaking with us this morning. Have a fantastic time this week. We'll see you at the Basement.
Thank you so, so much. Have a lovely day.
You too.
A 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.